We left off the last year. Good morning. We're continuing the halachos of esrog shemitah. We left off the last year talking about a case where a person is purchasing an esrog on credit. Is there a concern of lachem? The meter raisa, the correct way to be kind of something that you purchase, we pass like a perchanon, is through giving money. So the correct kinyan the raisa from inkarna, something that you want to have within it should be lachem, is giving money. The esrog has to be yours, the raisa on the first day. In the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days, Mashiach should come. We'll go to the Beis HaMikdash and there'll be a din of lachem all 7 days, midaraisa. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, or according to some outside of Yerushalayim, the money, the esrog has to be yours the first day. The second day is chutz laretz, and the rest of the week it does not have to be yours. You can use a borrowed esrog for that purpose. Since it's a din deraisa, the king of the rice is based on money, giving money over here. You're not giving money, so but I'm doing a kinyan of Mashiach. I'm picking it up. The hagboa, is that sufficient? Those are kinyanim derabbanan. So there's a discussion amongst the poskim whether kinyan derabbanan mahani le deraisa. Over here we have a din deraisa that you have to own it. And does the kinyan derabbanan that you're doing of the hagboa, the Mashiach, etc., is that sufficient to give you ownership to be mekayim the mitzvah, the din of lachem that you is required the rice? One possibility is to say that no, you only own it to Rabbanon. You only own it rabbinically, but not to rice, because you have not paid for it yet. Alternatively, we say that the power of Hefker Bezen Hefker, which is within the rice, Chazal said that the correct way you do Kinyonim is through Hagboa Mashiach, and they made their Tekana, whatever reason why they made their Tekana, that is the way you do Kinyonim. So that would then confer a ownership level to you of a deraisa through the power of Hefker Bezen Hefker. So this is a discussion amongst the poskim, and the Mishnah Berurah suggests that one should be careful to make sure that you pay for your esrog before Sukkos in order to make sure that you own it deraisa. So one suggests in order to address this issue is that Kinyan Chatzar works me deraisa, even if you haven't paid for something. Kinyan Chatzar is a Kinyan deraisa. So a person brings it into their home, if they have das to be kind of through the Kinyan Chatzar of their home, or even if a person is living in a rented apartment, the Kinyan Chatzar of your rented apartment, we pass them that it belongs to the one who's renting it, so he can use it for the purpose of being kind of the item on a deraisa level, even though one is not paid for it yet. So that if the person wants to use the Eitza of not having to be Shvius by taking it on credit and paying for it after the Yom Tov, this way the Mercher does not receive the May Shvius, that would be the Eitza how to do that. Now the concern over here is there's a halacha that you can't give the May Shvius to an Amoritz because you're afraid he's not going to use it for the proper way with all the halachas of Shemitah. So the purchaser does not have the problem. The problem is the Mercher has the problem. Well, my Mercher is a Tamachochum. That is true, but he might not be familiar with all the halachas of Shemitah, which is why we would hesitate to give him Demei Peris Shvius, and that's why we would want to use this suggestion to address that problem. But that does not apply in a situation where you're buying it by Havloah, because the money is not being given for the Esrog. It does not apply in a situation where you are buying an Etzer Bezdin Esrog, because you're paying for the cost of the Bezdin, not for the Esrog. It's only relevant when you're selling the actual Esrog itself, which normally is not permitted, with the exception of a person who's working as a private individual as opposed to a regular merchant. So at a practical level, that's not such an issue that doesn't come up, etc. Next halacha we want to clarify is the halachas of Hefsid. What are the halachas that you're allowed to do with the Esrog during Sukkos and after Sukkos? The halachas that Perish Shvius have to be used in the proper way, and you cannot do something which would damage them, prevent them from being used in their proper way. What is the proper way to use an Esrog? It's given the Achla below the Hefsid. And how does that apply to an Esrog? And that we will clarify in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.